Tonight is the eve of the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Tuesday, December the 7th, in the year of our Lord, 1976. We are temporarily having the vigils on the side of the Vatican Pavilion blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fairgrounds in Flushing, Long Island.
Opening up, and there's a cast of blue, a beautiful blue coloring that's becoming lighter, and straight through the center of the sky, there is an opening forming, and Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, I cannot see how she is fully dressed because the light is so brilliant. It's like looking into a piece of translucent glass. It shimmers almost like a cut diamond. I'm sure without heaven's help, I would certainly be blinded by the rays that are coming forward now down onto the grounds about us. Our Lady is coming forward. She's gliding. She's not walking. It's as though the very air is carrying her. And Our Lady is extending her hands out. And from her hands, there are rays now coming down. I feel very warm and very, very uplifting. The emotional effect upon these rays as they are coming down now all about the ground beyond the statue, and Our Lady is extending her hands, and the rays are going over our heads up to the ground. Our Lady is turning to the right and also to the left. Now the rays are beginning to dim. They're beginning to evaporate. It's the only way I can explain the way they are disappearing. Our Lady is dressed in a most beautiful gown, and over her head is a mantle in a very pale blue. It almost matches the coloring of the sky behind her. Our Lady has a sash about her waist. She's smiling. I can see Our Lady's face very clearly now. She's smiling, and now Our Lady is placing her first finger upon her lips. My child, listen carefully and repeat the story I am about to give you. Many years ago, in Earth's time, I came among you in the will of the Eternal Father, to bring to mankind a warning from heaven that man must repent and do penance. My warning had given mankind an extension from the great chastisement that will come upon mankind. It is sad, my child, that I have begged and pleaded for mankind to mend its ways now, because, as in the days past, many are casting aside my warning. One of good spirit must enter upon the eternal city of Rome and bring out the conclusion of my warning given at Fatima. I will give you now a brief rundown of this warning for your enlightenment. As I told in the past, I repeat to you now that unless makes a complete reversal in his present ways of sin and abomination, the Eternal Father will set upon you a chastisement such as has never been seen before upon your earth. And but for the mercy of the Eternal Father, no flesh shall left after it. Mom, your world is crying peace, peace. You go about arming yourselves for the destruction and the promotion of death. The morals of your world, the sins of the flesh, condemn many to hell, my children. Do not cast aside my warning. I come to you as a mediatrix from God, a mediatrix between God and mankind. My heart is heavy. For you are fast approaching the great warning and the furious onslaught of the chastisement. Oh, my children, if I could only show to you before your very human eyes only a small measure of the chastisement that will be set upon mankind, how fast you would turn and run and remain close beside my son at the tabernacles of the world. Parents, I admonish you as guardians of your children's souls to keep a firm discipline in your household. The agents of 666 roam throughout your world. Do not be deluded by those who have cast aside the knowledge of the supernatural. Do not accept the teachings of false teachers. Yes, my children, there are many false prophets going throughout your world. And who are the false prophets but those who deny the divinity of my son? And who are the false prophets but those who promote the worship of false idols? Astrology is a creation of Satan. Astrology is a false science. No man shall accept astrology and be classified as a believer. My children, what manner of blindness are you accepting? You are setting yourselves to destroy the souls in my son's house upon earth, his church.
Man cast his lot and gathered the souls
to stoke the fire that burns the soul. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My children, prayers without work hold no strength. For all who are given great graces in the light, much is expected of them. You must not tire in your mission, my children. I bless you as the Father blesses you from heaven. As my Son sends among you the Spirit of life. For my Son and the Trinity, my children, I bless you, for you are now disciples of the latter days. Oh, my children, the day of days is fast coming upon you. The day when the earth shall shake and the heavens shall be torn asunder. There will be much gnashing and weeping set upon mankind. The ball of redemption nears. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Wars are punishment for mankind's sins. The sins of the flesh condemn many to hell. Rank shall gain you no entrance into heaven. Many mitres shall fall into hell. My children, wear your sacramentals. I repeat and admonish you to wear your sacramentals always. Do not discard the monuments, your statues. Do not fall into the fallacy promoted by many that you must cast them aside as being worshippers of idols. Oh, my children, you do salute your flag. You do build in bronze and stone the figures of those who have prominence in your world. So why cannot you build in bronze and stone the images of the personages of heaven? Your life upon your earth is but a short pilgrimage. Your life eternal is forever. And where shall you be when you pass over the veil? The choice is yours, my children. Shall you enter the kingdom of the eternal Father, or shall you spend many earth years of time being purged in purgatory? Oh, woe to all who give themselves to Satan upon earth and must be condemned eternally to hell. The forces of 666 are doing great battle throughout your world. They have entered fully upon the eternal city of Rome. The red hats have fallen, and the purple hats are being misled. My children, awaken from your slumber. You are walking in darkness. This, my child, is what will be. In darkness will they seek the way. In darkness, my child, will they seek the way. My child, you must not slacken or retreat in the face of the onslaught of the enemies of your God. You must continue to go forward. Many arms will reach you to move forward in the closing time of mankind. I give you great grace of heart, my children, to know that many shall be taken from your earth before the great chastisement. It will be of great mirth, my child, to reveal to you that there will be much consternation and conflicting thoughts when these beloved children disappear from the earth. Many of your news media shall state that they have been carried off by flying saucers. Oh, no, my children. They were carried off into a supernatural realm of the Eternal Father to await the return of my son upon earth. I repeat the message of the past, my child. The flying saucers you speak of, they are transports of hell. They are supernatural. They are a creation of Satan to bewilder and confuse mankind. Many prodigies shall be viewed upon earth in the atmosphere. Beware of all false miracles. Test the spirit, my children. I caution you all to remain within your family circles, bar your doors to all but your immediate families and close friendships. The forces of evil are gathered to destroy the children of God. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer, and in your charity, extend your heart to your brothers and sisters who are traveling in darkness, darkness of spirit. Upon your earth, my children, death is everywhere. For sin is death, and there are many human bodies that are carrying dead souls within them. And I repeat, as it was in the past, so shall it be now, for the dead shall be burying the dead. Oh, my children, I hear cries of desire for words of cheer and comfort. But do you wish that I do not prepare you for what is to be? The greatest confidence and comfort you shall receive is my son. Remain with him at the tabernacles of your world. Beware of those who parade as angels of light with ravenous hearts of wolves. I repeat, my children, beware of those who disport themselves in garments of the clergy, but they have not received holy orders through the Holy Spirit. Recognize the faces of evil about you, my children. The angels of light are many who seek to destroy my son's church upon earth. However, this will bring great knowledge and hope to mankind. The word of God is true, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against my son's church. Though the wall may crumble, the foundation is firm, for the foundation is my son. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer throughout your country and your world. Unite in a common front against the enemies of your God. Pray for your vicar, Pope Paul VI. He is surrounded by Judases within his own house and eating at his table. Pray for your clergy, your bishops,
your cardinal, your pastor, the major attack from Satan will be upon the clergy in my son's houses. I beg you, as your mother, to have great heart, to extend your charity of heart for your clergy. The darkness is deepening within my son's house, and a church in darkness wears a band of death about it. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer, my children. Our lady now is reaching to her waist, and she's taking out a very large rosary. It's a beautiful rosary. It has a huge golden Our Father bead, and the Hail Mary beads are white, but as Our Lady is turning, they are very translucent, and they seem to reflect all the colors of the rainbow. They are just beautiful. Our Lady is extending her crucifix now, the beautiful golden crucifix of her rosary, like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, from behind Our Lady, there are people coming forward. They're gliding forward, and I can see Michael. And there are some nuns, St. Teresa, and her sisters. And behind them, I can see St. Martin de Porres and St. Paul. And St. Paul is carrying a very huge Bible. And he has a small stick. And he appears to be pointing to a page in his writings. They're like parchment papers. It's a very rough-looking gathering of papers. They're not bound. I say Bible because I know it was their Bible, his writings. The rule he's pointing to, I can read, refers to discipline during the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the conduct of women during the holy sacrifice of the Mass shall be one of silence. No woman shall speak out during the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Women must wear head coverings when they enter the house of God. The house of God is a place of prayer and not a meeting place or dance hall. No woman shall speak from the pulpit. No woman shall enter the ministry. Now, let's see, Pope John is coming forward. Oh, he looks very kind of plump. He's very happy. He's just all in white with a golden sort of a tassel-type belt about his waist. And he has on a red cape and a very large sort of sun hat, cardinal's hat around with a very large rim, and there's something hanging from it I can't see. It looks like gold tassels of some kind. And he's smiling and shaking his head. Yes. Yes. I hear a voice that's booming saying, "The rule has not been followed. The rule has been distorted. Return the house of God to a place of prayer. Return discipline to the house of God. I was laid low by the enemies of God." Now the sky is becoming very, very dark. And I see an outline of St. Peter's. And I can see the whole square in Rome, the Vatican. And I see a black cross forming over St. Peter's. It's a very ominous-looking cross. It looks like a sign of something take place that's very, very bad. And written above it are the numbers 77. Now our lady is going over to our left side of the, she's directly over the tree and bending over and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our lady is going over now to the right side and she's nodding her head, and St. Michael is coming down just, St. Michael is standing now just directly behind our lady, over by her right side, her right shoulder. He covers the whole sky. He's so large, there's no way to explain how he is thrown. It's unbelievable. It's like he covers the whole sky. It's very strange. Now, Our Lady is bending over, and she's extending her crucifix and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, continue, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My child, make it known to mankind that penance and confession is a private communication between the confessor, the penitent, and God. There are many abominations, my child, being committed within my son's house. Many say it is not the little things that count, but all my children, these little things are adding up fast. They will culminate in a vast explosion and a separation in my son's house. We do not wish division in my son's house, my children. United you will stand, and divided you will fall. Do not make a mockery of the sacraments in my son's house. Do not blaspheme at my son's house. My children, you will bring the wrath of God upon you. As ransom for the bishop in Rome. He, my child, is destined for hell. He will only be saved and given an extension of time through the victim's souls who will give themselves for his salvation. Yes, my child. They have already been chosen by heaven for the test. Watch, my child. They will be made known to you. There's a very large circle of light extending all about the trees. It's the coloring is very difficult to describe. It's pale gold tinged in pink. It's like a radiation from the center of the sky. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up as though the clouds were being blown away and coming directly from the center, almost like a pinpointing directly over Our Lady's statue.
Jesus is coming forward. It's very windy because his cape is blowing. I can see Jesus' feet now as he's coming closer. He's gliding down. There's no way to explain it. He's not moving his feet. It's like he's carried weightless through the sky now. He's coming down just above Our Lady statue. Jesus is shifting his cape. It's a maroon color over to his left arm. And he's placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. My child, you will continue to send the message from heaven throughout the world. Many victim souls are needed in the days ahead. Those who will give themselves as victims to the merciful heart of the Eternal Father, to ransom those who otherwise will be lost. The world, the peoples of earth, my children, are in great darkness of spirit. Were this darkness to reach only the lay peoples, there would be not that much concern, my children. But now my heart is torn to watch as those dedicated go deeper into darkness. It is a scale that is graduating through leadership. The evil is accelerating. Satan is poisoning the minds of many. Those in leadership who should know better are now using their rank to destroy souls. The measure of iniquity is the gauge, the scale for the coming warning and chastisement. My children, listen well to the direction of my mother. My mother has gone throughout your world through countless eras of earth time, crying out in a voice coming from the very depth of her mother's heart to you, her children, to turn from your present course that is setting you onto your own destruction. When the world and my church unite as one, know that the end has been reached. The world and the spirit have nothing in common. You cannot serve two masters, for you will love one and learn to hate the other. And you, lovers of pleasure and material wealth, gather now all that Satan now throws to you, heaps upon you, for you will then receive your just reward. Riches, you pile them up upon your earth for what? You will leave them all behind and stand naked before your God, stripped, naked, bearing all of your past and soul. And for what? Because you will have no measure to enter the kingdom of your God. Gather your treasures neither rust nor moth shall enter upon them, nor thieves will steal them. Gather your treasures and store them now, for they will be the balance for your souls. Each and every man, woman, and child who has reached the age of reasoning will be held accountable when he enters over the veil. My children, there will be set upon your earth great trials. The sickle shall be sent among you. The forces of evil are gathering, planning with all scientific knowledge the destruction of a world populace. Oh, my children, take the blindness from your hearts and your eyes. Recognize the signs of your times and the path you have set yourselves upon. There is only one way, my children. When you turn from your God, it is down. Moral corruption, casting aside the commandments of your God, building and worshiping idols of man, paganism in my house. Leaders, they have given themselves to Satan. Shall I continue to list for you all of the abominations committed by mankind until I cry out that you have become a degenerate generation and you call upon yourselves a baptism of fire? It is a sad fact, but one that cannot be escaped, but held in abeyance by the prayers and acts of atonement of a few. It is a sad fact that two great penances shall be set upon mankind: a scourge of war and the ball of redemption. How soon, you ask? Does it matter? When or time are you prepared now? It will fast come upon you unexpectedly. There shall appear two suns on your horizon. Fear shall grip the hearts of many, and this fear shall come from the knowledge that you rejected the warning from heaven and did not act upon them. My children, that day of your Lord is approaching. I shall return as I have promised. But there shall be much woe set upon your earth before my coming. Man, in his arrogance, pride, and self-seeking, has turned from his God, using all scientific knowledge given from Satan. Man, in his scientific knowledge, is ever seeking but never coming to the truth. As it was in the time of Lucio, Lucifer. So I look upon a generation that is seeking to fly to heaven, that is seeking to enter into supernatural knowledge and finding Satan. My children, the way has been given you. I am the way. I am the light. If you cast me out of your life, you enter into darkness. And the prince of darkness is Satan, the corrupter of souls, the master of deceit, the ruler of your world now. You have opened the door to my church, allowing all manner of evil to enter upon it. You have been deluded by error. And the rulers have given themselves to wantonness. Pastors, I say unto you, you are scattering my sheep. And I say unto you that I shall come and cast you out of my house. You have set the stage now for the full capitulation of my house by the group under the synagogue of Satan. As Judases, you conspire in disobedience against your vicar. Pope Paul the Sixth, know that there is no honor among thieves and murderers, and woe to the man who murders the body, but double woe to the man who destroys the spirit. I say unto you, O pastors, restore my house to its former glory. Eliminate your experimentation. Like the eagles, you shall build your nest in the sky, and I shall send you down. My mother's message is coming to mankind in its final stage. Her tears fall upon a degenerate generation. My mother has been received by many with dishonor and disloyalty. You, O man of little faith, you who walk in darkness, you are not hidden from the all-knowing eyes of the Eternal Father. I send upon you a final warning, a cry for penance, atonement, and sacrifice. I shall not wait until the young have lost all knowledge of their God by atheistic teachers. The message from heaven has crossed God throughout the world. The hour vigilant of prayer. Do not slow or slacken the pace of gathering my sheep, my children. Do not become secure in knowledge that you'll be saved. Remember, my children, as much is given to you, doubly much is expected of you in return. Presumption cannot be accepted. Pray, pray for your pastors. Protect my vicar with your prayers. The eternal city of Rome is approaching a bloodbath. And why? Because too few have prayed for its ransom. You will go forward in the days ahead, retiring from your world that has been given to Satan. Do not allow your parish doors to close, my children. By your example, unify as a parish group, and you will patch the cracks. Do not lose faith in my mass. It is valid. Man may distort, but it is valid, I say. When a legally ordained priest of the Roman Catholic Church conducts this mass, it is valid, I say. My children, raise up your voices in thanksgiving to your eternal Father that your country has still the tabernacles open to my sheep. For the time will approach when you will go searching and the doors will be closed to you. America, your country, the United States, a land of plenty, has never witnessed mass slaughter and death. But my children, unless, and I say unless, you turn back now, your country will witness death such as never has gripped the heart of man before. A terror brought about by the knowledge that there has been a rejection of truth, a rejection of your God. Too late, too late. Will tears fall from the hearts of mothers, falling upon the dying, and suffering and anguish in not knowing where they are over the veil. Prepare, O parents, for this time, and you will have great peace of heart in the future. Treasure the knowledge of the life given to you and nourish it, the souls of your children. Nourish them with pure waters. Do not allow the world's people to contaminate your children with their errors. The way to the eternal kingdom of your God is a simple way. The way has been given to you. It needs no change. It is a simple way of understanding the foundation. And I, my children, I am the foundation of your faith. Believe in me, and you will be given the way. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek the light, and you will not fall into darkness. How Jesus is extending his hand out like this, and making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is coming down now behind Jesus. They're going over across the sky, over on the left side. Jesus is just above now the tree, and he's bending over and extending his hand out like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand out, his right hand, and he has his left hand extended across his chest by his heart. Save yourselves and your children through the Immaculate Heart of my Mother, and my heart that is now encased and torn by the sins of man. And now Jesus is extending his right hand out, and he has on it a heart. I don't know how to explain it. It's very horribly hurting. There is like a band of thorns about it, and the blood is dripping now down from his hands. See, my child, what ungrateful man has done to me. Will you not console me in my hour of trial? Pray with me. Weep with me. Comfort me, my children. Acknowledge me before man, and I will acknowledge you before the Father. Now it's going very dark. It's very dark, and there's a large round globe now appearing in the sky with a cross upon it. It's a very ominous looking sight, a cross upon the world. Jesus and Our Lady are going high. They're not backing up. They're being carried up very high into the sky. And Jesus is now touching his lips with his right finger like this. My child, continue with your prayers of atonement. Confine yourself to your home, my child, and do not listen to the opinion of man. Your direction will be given by my mother.
Mary, light of the world, pray for us.